Welcome to Oil 101. Today we're going to talk upstream versus downstream in the oil and gas industry. The collapse of oil prices and subsequent layoffs in the upstream oil and gas sector has led to an increase in people asking, what is the difference between upstream and downstream? We have received this question from members in our learning community, we've seen it raised in LinkedIn discussions, and you can even see that upstream versus downstream is a growing inquiry in Google searches. So you're not alone. See, the oil and gas industry is like a seesaw. The low oil prices that are crushing upstream economics right now are a boon to downstream and petrochemical operations. Just look at the stock prices of upstream E&P operators like Continental Resources, a pure play driller up in the Bakken, versus pure refineries such as Valero. They're exactly inversed. Yet, when most people think of the oil and gas industry, they think of upstream, searching for oil, drilling wells, and getting hydrocarbons out of the ground. There is much less common knowledge about the midstream and downstream segments of the industry. Maybe it's just because they're more regulated and less exciting, and yes, the Wildcatter holds a special place in our imaginations. So we're going to take some of the content from our free Oil 101 e-learning modules, and we'll talk about it here. First, what is upstream? Most oil and gas companies' business structures are segmented and organized according to business segment, assets, or function. The upstream segment of the business is also known as the exploration and production sector because it encompasses activities related to searching for, recovering, and producing crude oil and natural gas. The upstream segment is all about the wells, where to locate them, how deep and how far to drill them, and how to design, construct, operate, and manage them to deliver the greatest possible return on investment with the lightest, safest, and smallest operational footprint. Upstream consists of three segments: exploration, drilling, and production. The exploration sector involves obtaining lease and permission to drill from the owners of the acreage thought to contain oil or gas. It also conducts the necessary geological and geophysical surveys required to explore for and hopefully find economic accumulations of oil or gas. But there's always uncertainty in the geological and geophysical survey results. The only way to be sure that a prospect is favorable is to drill an exploratory well. Drilling is physically creating the borehole in the ground that will eventually become an oil or gas well. And this work is typically done by rig contractors and service companies in the oil field services business sector. The production sector of upstream maximizes recovery of petroleum from subsurface reservoirs. Production activities include efficiently recovering the oil and gas in a producing field using primary, secondary, and tertiary, or what's known as enhanced oil recovery, methods. Plug and abandonment marks the end of a productive life of a well, and that can occur anywhere from a few years after a well is drilled to 5 or 6 decades later or more. So now, what is downstream? Processing, transporting, and selling refined products made from crude oil is the business of the downstream segment of the oil and gas industry. The key downstream business sectors include oil refining, supply and trading, product marketing, and retail. The downstream industry provides thousands of products to end-user customers around the globe. Many products are familiar, such as gasoline, diesel, jet fuel, heating oil, and asphalt for roads. Others are maybe a little less familiar as a petroleum product, such as lubricants, synthetic rubber, plastics, fertilizers, and pesticides. The downstream segment is a margin business, and margin is defined as the difference between the price realized for the products and the cost of the crude delivered to the refinery. And although the price of crude sets the absolute level of product prices, it may or may not affect refining or marketing margins. Downstream margins tend to be reduced or squeezed when the crude price increases and often cannot be recovered in the marketplaces. On the other hand, Margins tend to hold or even increase when crude prices drop and the marketplace more slowly addresses these lower crude prices. So the downstream segment includes complex and diverse activities, including manufacturing, petrochemical refining, distribution, and retail. A global perspective is important because of the global nature of the energy supply chain, as well as the impact of supply and demand on both feedstock and product prices. And of course, sandwiched in the middle of these two segments is midstream, so don't forget about that. And if you're interested in learning more on midstream, you can visit our What is Midstream webpage or join the Oil 101 learning community today. Thanks a lot. We hope you learned a little bit about the upstream versus downstream segments in oil and gas.